Namaskar and welcome to Market Mantra, the program in which we give you a complete update on the economic, business and stock market news of the day. Well, I'm Lalema Aneja Dang and with me is my co-anchor, Amrish Saxena.
Namaskar. Aarthik Khabron ke karyakram Market Mantra mein aapka swagat hai. आधे घंटे के इस कार्यक्रम में हम देश और दुनिया से आर्थिक, व्यापारिक और शेयर बाजार के ताज़ा समाचार आप तक लाएंगे और उन पर चर्चा भी करेंगे. हमारे साथ खबरों पर चर्चा के लिए स्टूडियो में आमंत्रित हैं वरिष्ठ आर्थिक विशेषज्ञ एके भट्टाचार्य. एके जी, मार्केट मंत्रा में आपका स्वागत है.
नमस्कार, धन्यवाद.
और अब हेडलाइंस के साथ मौजूद हैं लालिमा अनेजा डेंग.
थैंक यू अम्बरीश. Yes, friends, let's begin with the headlines. RBI slashes policy repo rate by 25 basis points to 6%, changes its monetary policy stance from neutral to accommodative to support growth. Benchmark domestic indices decline over 0.5%, Sensex drops 380 points, Nifty closes nearly at 22,400. Global market rout continues amid escalating trade tension. Asian indices end mixed. European indices trade over 3% lower. And crude oil prices plunge over 6%. Brent crude trades below $60 per barrel.
25 aadhar ankon ki katauti ke saath भारतीय रिजर्व बैंक की रेपो दर 6% पर आई. बैंक ने विकास को बढ़ावा देने के लिए मौद्रिक नीति को न्यूट्रल के स्थान पर अकोमोडेटिव रखने का फैसला किया. घरेलू शेयर बाजारों में आधार प्रतिशत से अधिक की गिरावट दर्ज की गई. सेंसेक्स 380 अंक गिरा. निफ्टी गिरावट के बाद लगभग 22,400 अंकों पर आ गया. बढ़ते व्यापार तनाव के बीच दुनिया के बाजारों में गिरावट जारी रही. एशिया के बाजारों में मिला जुला रुख रहा. यूरोप के बाजारों में 3% से अधिक की गिरावट दिखाई दी और कच्चे तेल के मूल्यों में 6% से अधिक की कमी आई. ब्रेंट क्रूड कच्चा तेल $60 प्रति बैरल से नीचे चला गया.
All right, the Reserve Bank of India, RBI, has cut its policy repo rate by 25 basis points to 6% for the second time in a row, having cut its rate for the first time in 5 years back in February. Announcing this in Mumbai today, RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra said the six-member committee voted unanimously for the rate cut in the first meeting of the financial year. The MPC also changed the monetary policy stance from neutral to accommodative, signalling further reductions in the repo rate. While announcing decisions, the RBI governor said the MPC has also decided to slash the GDP growth forecast to 6.5% in 2025-26 from 6.7% projected earlier. He added that retail inflation is expected to be 4% in 2025-26.
The global economic outlook is fast changing. The recent trade tariff related measures have exacerbated uncertainties, clouding the economic outlook across regions, posing new headwinds for global growth and inflation. Amidst this turbulence, the US dollar has weakened appreciably, bond yields have softened significantly, equity markets are correcting, and crude oil prices have fallen to their lowest in over 3 years. In fact, as we speak, it is about $60 to a barrel.
So, Mr. Bhattacharya, what makes RBI reduce the this cut rate for the first time in 5 years? What are the implications going to be?
Well, the rate cut sequence started in February, and once again, the RBI has cut the rate by another 25 basis points. So, from 6.5 basis percent repo rate, till about 2 months ago. Today it is 6% rate, essentially driven by the consideration for growth, also influenced by the fact that inflation is not going to be that big a concern. But the big things that has happened in today's policy review meeting is one is the change in stance. What happens is that so far the stance was neutral, which meant that the market was looking at the RBI's approach to the entire monetary policy review as it could go either way, which means that it could even increase the rates or it could even reduce the rates. But today, for the first time in several months, the RBI Monetary Policy Committee has changed the stance to accommodative, which means it is willing to accommodate further cuts in rates to boost growth. Now, this has to be seen in the context of RBI's own estimate that economic growth may not be as robust as it had earlier thought. It was supposed to be 6.7%. Now, Reserve Bank of India is estimating that the growth for the current year would be 6.5%. At the same time, they are looking at inflation fears that are considerably subdued. If you look at the quarterly inflation forecast for the current year, they're actually below 4%, which is the target rate, which is 3.9%, 3.8%. It is only in one of those quarters, which is the last quarter of the current year, where the inflation rate goes up to 4%. In short, the RBI believes that inflation is not that big a problem right now, but growth is. Mm-hmm. And it's clear that whatever is happening in the world over, whatever is happening in the US, all these things are influencing the RBI's policy approach on what should be the cost of money, which is that the cost of money needs to come down so that the growth impulses remain little more active, and there are concerns over growth situation also. If the global trade declines, the growth declines, then naturally India's growth will also be impacted. But it's a fluid situation. You do not know what the RBI does in its June policy, which is just 2 months away. But the fact that it has gone in for an accommodative stance is a clear sign that maybe during the current year, you can expect another maybe two rounds of 25 basis points cut each, so that the overall repo rate or the interest rate will probably come down to around 6%.
Mr. Bhattacharya, high inflation can wipe out the gains of growth, and inflation is under control. Secondly, monsoon has been predicted to be normal by the Met people. Thirdly, we are a consumer-based economy, so Donald Trump's utterances may not mean much for India. We are not export-based, we are consumer-based. Does that do all these factors make the job of RBI a little easy?
Well, I think the RBI's job does not become easy because the domestic economic activities can be seriously impacted by what China does to India, in the sense that given the fact that the U.S. has imposed really high tariffs, even today they have raised the tariffs on China once again, and the trade war between U.S. and China is actually intensifying as we speak. Mm-hmm. China is sending out overtures, feelers, how it can actually send more goods, maybe some bit of investment to India. Now, if more goods, already our trade deficit with China is one of the highest. So therefore, if the Chinese goods start dumping into the Indian market, domestic economic activities will take a hit. So therefore, while you are right that we are a consumption-based economy, we are not that big a play in the global trade market, which is the exports market. But if the Chinese dumping goes on and increases, and which is very likely, then I would fear that India's economic growth, which is right now estimated, projected at 6.5%, will probably take a hit. So therefore, we need to be watchful. And therefore, the policy rate, which has now been brought down to 6.5%, is something that needs to be watched closely so that we can respond to it as it happens.
जी भट्टाचार्य जी, रिजर्व बैंक ने आज जो चार रेगुलेटरी फ्रेमवर्क हैं उनके ड्राफ्ट डायरेक्शंस भी जारी किए हैं. खासतौर से अगर मैं जिक्र करूं जो को लैंडिंग की बात है उससे संबंधित, या जो सोना गिरवी रखकर जिस तरह से लोन लोग देते हैं, बहुत सारी कंपनियां इस काम में लगी हुई हैं, उनके नए दिशा निर्देशों की बात की गई है. और तीसरी जो सबसे महत्वपूर्ण बात है कि यूपीआई के ट्रांजैक्शंस पे जो अभी 1 लाख तक की सीमा है उसको बढ़ाने की बात कही गई है. इन सारे जो ड्राफ्ट डायरेक्शन है इनका किस तरह का आपको असर दिखाई
दे? देखिए, आपने एक बहुत बड़ा एक इनिशिएटिव लिया गया है इसमें. यूपीआई की बात आपने कही. यूपीआई जैसा कि आपको भी मालूम होगा, हमारे श्रोताओं को भी मालूम होगा कि यूपीआई किस तरह से जो डिजिटल पेमेंट जो इकोसिस्टम है उसको और भी सहज बनाने में कामयाब हुआ है. हमारे देश में करीबन एक महीने में करीबन 40 लाख करोड़ का ट्रांजैक्शन होता है इस यूपीआई पेमेंट सिस्टम से. इजी, और उसको अगर सुदृढ़ और सेफ बनाया जा सके आरबीआई के तत्वावधान में, तो मैं समझता हूँ ये बड़ी बात है. और दूसरी बात जो आपने जो जिक्र की वो गोल्ड लोन के बारे में, उससे आज का जो स्टॉक मार्केट है उसमें भी काफ़ी असर पड़ा है. क्योंकि अगर गोल्ड लोन में जो काफ़ी जो जरा एक्सेसिव बहुत गोल्ड लोन प्लेयर्स हैं मार्केट में, उन्होंने अगर कोई सेफ और सिक्योर तरह से वो अपने काम ना करें तो उसके ऊपर जो अंकुश जो लगाने की इस पेपर से जो लगाने की जो बात कही गई है वो मैं समझता हूँ देश की जो एक सिक्योरिटी और सेफ्टी के ऊपर, जो गोल्ड लोन के ऊपर, ये बहुत बड़ी बात है. और अंतिम बात मैं ये कहूँगा कि जो स्ट्रेस एसेट फ्रेमवर्क में भी एक नया एक प्रावधान किया गया है, उसमें जो 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 एसेट जो सेल होती हैं, जो स्ट्रेस्ड एसेट जिनकी लोन रिकवरी नहीं हुई है, उनको अगर अगर बैंक की व्यवस्था या एनसीएलटी व्यवस्था या कोई बैंक कोई बेचना चाहता है, इस वक्त कोई और कोई रास्ता नहीं है, पर इस प्रावधान से जो बैंक के पास एक मार्केट बेस्ड एक एक इंस्ट्रूमेंट को अवेलेबल किया जाएगा, जिससे कि वो मार्केट बेस्ड मैकेनिज्म से वही स्ट्रेस्ड एसेट को वो बेच के अपनी जो नॉन परफॉर्मिंग एसेट्स की जो राशि जो है उसको कम कर सकती है. तो मैं समझता हूँ ये सारी जो 3-4 चीजें जो रिजर्व बैंक ऑफ इंडिया ने किया है वो उतनी महत्वपूर्ण है जितने की वो रेपो रेट रिडक्शन करने में हुई है.
जी, और चलते हैं शेयर बाजारों का हाल जान लेते हैं. प्रमुख घरेलू शेयर बाजारों में आज 0.5% से अधिक की गिरावट आई. अंतर्राष्ट्रीय स्तर पर जारी व्यापार तनाव के बीच वैश्विक बाजारों में गिरावट का असर भारतीय बाजारों पर भी दिखाई दिया. भारतीय रिजर्व बैंक द्वारा रेपो दर में 25 आधार अंकों की कटौती और भविष्य में और अधिक कटौती का संकेत देने के बावजूद बाजारों की गिरावट नहीं रुकी. बंबई शेयर बाजार का 30 शेयरों पर आधारित सेंसेक्स 380 अंक गिरकर 73,847 अंकों पर बंद हुआ. नेशनल स्टॉक एक्सचेंज का निफ्टी 137 अंक गिरकर 22,399 अंकों पर आ गया. बीएसई में व्यापक बाजार सूचकांक भी नकारात्मक दायरे में बंद हुआ. मिड कैप सूचकांक में 0.7% से अधिक की गिरावट आई और स्मॉल कैप सूचकांक में 1% से अधिक की गिरावट दिखाई दी.
एंड लेट्स टेक अ लुक एट द स्टॉक्स इन डिटेल. द बेंचमार्क डोमेस्टिक इक्विटी इंडेक्स डिक्लाइंड ओवर 0.5% टुडे, ट्रैकिंग लॉसेस इन ग्लोबल मार्केट्स अमिड एस्केलेटिंग ट्रेड टेंशंस डिस्पाइट रिजर्व बैंक ऑफ इंडियाज डिसीजन टू रिड्यूस द पॉलिसी रेपो रेट बाय 25 बेसिस पॉइंट्स एंड शिफ्ट इट्स स्टांस टू अकोमोडेटिव सिग्नलिंग मोर रेट कट्स अहेड टू सपोर्ट ग्रोथ. The 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange, Sensex, dropped 380 points to close at 73,847. The National Stock Exchange Nifty 50 slipped 137 points to settle at 22,399. The broader market indices at the BSE also ended in negative territory. The mid-cap index lost over 0.7% and the small-cap index fell over 1%. In the Sensex index, 18 out of 30 companies ended in negative territory. In the top laggards, SBI Bank decreased over 3.4%, Tech Mahindra lost over 3.3%, and Larsen & Toubro fell more than 3.2%. Among the top gainers, Nestle India rose over 3.2%, Hindustan Unilever advanced over 2.6%, and Titan added more than 1.6%. In sectoral indices at the BSE, 18 out of 21 sectors registered losses. Among the top laggards, focused IT dropped almost 2.2%, IT as well as realty slid 2% each, and capital goods slipped over 1.6%. Conversely, in the top gainers, FMCG added over 1.5%, consumer durables gained 0.32%, and auto ended nearly flat. Overall market breadth at the BSE was negative as shares of 2,359 companies declined and 1,529 advanced, and 142 remained unchanged. At the National Stock Exchange, 19 companies hit their 52-week high, while 45 hit their 52-week low. So with all this detailed Sensex, where do you see it going? Now the Sensex is around 73,847, as our report says. Everybody is wondering, is it the right time to buy or to sell? Which way are the markets going? Of course, they're very fragile.
Well, I think what is happening in the markets April 2 has been volatility and volatility.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it has been principally been influenced by what the U.S. administration under President Donald Trump is doing.
Mm-hmm.
So the markets, as somebody says, is being tariffized. Kind of thing.
Yeah.
Now, everything is linked to the tariff. Mm-hmm. Imagine a situation where India's central bank reduces the repo rate by 25 basis points, the markets would have shot up. Now, in spite of that, what you are seeing is the markets have taken a hit. And I would read it that this hit would have been probably been more today if the RBI had not stepped in with a repo rate cut. So what is happening is international developments, the U.S. tariff initiatives, and the prospects of a global trade war erupting in its worst ramifications is actually keeping the markets very nervous and on their tenterhooks. Now, this will continue, but the good news here is that the impact, if you look at on the stock market, Indian stock market in the last few days, is that one day's meltdown is followed by a recovery the next day,
mm-hmm.
which means that even though the international investors are pulling out money, the domestic investors still have faith in the domestic fundamentals of the economy. So my sense is this will keep happening. And the markets will obviously, in India, while it will weather the storm of the tariffs, it will look for new triggers. And the first new trigger would come from corporate results. And we are seeing early signs of how India Inc.'s corporate results will probably not disappoint. It may not make you feel very excited, but they will not disappoint. So if you are looking at what will be the support level, I think for Nifty, a lot of people are talking about the support level of 23,400, which is where it is right now. And if it goes below that, we don't know what will happen. But as I said, one is the corporate results earnings mm-hmm. Season, that will be the next trigger.
Mm-hmm.
And trigger would probably any resolution or any certainty that arises out of what is happening between the US and China, mm-hmm. and particularly with India's US ٹریڈ اگریمنٹ وچ از انڈر پروگریس.
جی لیکن اگر بھٹاچاریہ جی ہم دیکھیں جو اصلی ٹیرف کی لڑائی ہے وہ امریکہ اور چین کے بیچ میں ہو رہی ہے اور ایسے میں بھارت پر اتنا زیادہ ابھی ٹیرف لگا نہیں ہے اور بات چیت جاری ہے, تو ایسے میں کیا لگتا نہیں کہ جو اصلی نقصان ہے وہ چین کو ہوگا اور بھارت کے لیے اس میں اپارچونیٹی ہے اور وہ جو افسر دکھائی دے رہا ہے اس کو بازار پر بھی پازیٹیو اثر ہم دیکھ سکتے ہیں آنے والے سے.
Just to add to what he's saying, I almost had this, Samir ji, in my mind. I was going to ask you, Mr. Bhattacharya, that tariffs on China 104% versus tariffs on India about 26%. Can't we see the glass half full? It's a corollary question.
No, absolutely. aapne ٹھیک سوال کیا ہے, پر میرا ماننا یہ ہے کہ اس وقت جو ہو رہا ہے, جو ہماری جو ایڈوانٹیج لوور ٹیرف ہونے کے لیے جو ہے, اس کو آپ اس وقت ضرور ایک ایڈوانٹیج ہے, ریلیٹو ایڈوانٹیج ہے, پر ہماری جو ایکسپورٹس جو یو ایس میں ہے, ہماری ایکسپورٹس بہت کم ہے, تو ہماری ایڈوانٹیج اسی طرح سے کم ہوگی. پر ہمیں جو ڈر یہ ہے, بھارت کو جو ڈر یہ ہے کہ اگر ٹیرف وار اگر چائنا کے ساتھ, یورپین یونین کے ساتھ, یا ویتنام کے ساتھ, یا انڈونیشیا کے ساتھ, جو ہمارے کمپیٹنگ کنٹریز جو ہیں, ان کے ساتھ ہوگا, تو ان کے پروڈکٹس جو ہیں جو یو ایس کے جانے کے بغیر شاید ہمارے دیش میں آنے کی کوشش کریں گے, اور تب اگر ہم کچھ اس کو اس کا ایک پوری طرح سے ایک ریزولوشن نہ کر سکے, تو ہماری انڈین انڈسٹری کے لیے ایک بہت بڑا چیلنج ہو سکتا ہے. تو میں سمجھتا ہوں کہ یہ ایک مکسڈ پکچر ہے, اس میں آپ
چنوتی بھی ہے اور افسر بھی ہے. اور چلتے ہیں روپے کا حال جان لیتے ہیں. انتر بینکنگ ودیشی مدرا بازار میں روپیہ آج امریکی ڈالر کے مقابلے 43 پیسے کمزور ہو کر 86.69 روپے پر بند ہوا. دنیا میں موجودہ ویاپار تناؤ کے چلتے روپے میں گراوٹ آئی, اور دنیا کی 6 پرمکھ مدراؤں کی تلنا میں امریکی ڈالر کی استھتی درشانے والا ڈالر سوچکانک دن کے کاروبار میں 102.22 پر رہا. بھٹاچار جی, باوجود اس کے کہ ڈالر کمزور ہو رہا ہے, لیکن روپے میں جو مضبوطی ہم کو دکھائی دینی چاہیے وہ نہیں دکھائی دے رہی ہے, اور بھارتیہ مدرا بھی لگاتار دباؤ میں, جبکہ دوسری اور اگر ہم دیکھیں کچے تیل کے دام بھی گر رہے ہیں, کیا ایسا کارن ہے؟
جو یہ ٹیمپوری چیز ہے, میں سمجھتا ہوں کہ جو روپیہ جو ہے ریکور کافی کیا ہے, وہ ایک سمے وہ 87 میں بھی پہنچ گیا تھا, اس وقت ہماری جو روپیہ جو ہے 86 میں آ گیا ہے, تو میں سمجھتا ہوں کہ یہ ٹیمپوری فیز ہے. ہماری ایکسپورٹس کی جو اوور آل جو آؤٹ لک جو ہے وہ کلیئر ہونے سے یہ کافی صاف ہو جائے گا. اور آپ نے ایک دم بالکل صحیح کہا کہ تیل کے دام, کچے تیلوں کے دام اگر $60 میں آ گئے ہیں, اس کا ایک پازیٹیو امپیکٹ ہماری روپے کے اوپر تو ضرور ہوگا, اور میرے خیال سے آنے والے دنوں میں ہم اس کا جو دکھائی دے گا.
اور چلتے ہیں ایشیا اور یورپ کے بازاروں کا حال جان لیتے ہیں. ایشیا کے ادھکانش بازاروں میں آج ملا جلا رخ رہا. امریکی راشٹرپتی ڈونالڈ ٹرمپ دوارا وبھن دیشوں پر ٹیرف کی بڑھی ہوئی دروں پر عمل کے چلتے نویشکوں میں نراشا دکھائی دی. جاپان میں ٹوکیو شیئر بازار کا نکی 3.9% اور سنگاپور کا اسٹیٹس ٹائمس انڈیکس 2.1% سے ادھک گرا. دکشن کوریا میں کوسپی 1.7% کی گراوٹ کے ساتھ 17 مہینے کے نیونتم استر پر پہنچ گیا. دوسری اور چین کا شنگھائی کمپوزٹ انڈیکس 1.3% اور ہانگ کانگ کا ہینگ سینگ 0.6% سے ادھک بڑھ گیا. اس بیچ چین نے امریکہ سے آنے والے سبھی سامان پر 84% کا اترکت شلک لگا دیا ہے. چین کے وت منترالے نے کہا کہ نئی دریں 10 اپریل کی اردھ راتری سے لاگو ہوں گی. اس سے پہلے چین نے کہا تھا کہ امریکی راشٹرپتی دوارا چینی وستوں پر 104% کی ڈیوٹی لگانا امریکہ کی دباؤ کی نیتی کا حصہ ہے. چین نے آج ایک شویت پتر جاری کیا جس میں کہا گیا کہ امریکی وشو ویاپار پرنالی کو گمبھیر نقصان پہنچا رہے ہیں تتھا وشو ویاپی اودیوگک استھائیتو اور سپلائی چین کو بادھت کر رہے ہیں. اس بیچ وشو میں چل رہے ویاپار یدھ سے ہونے والے آرتھک نقصان کی آشنکا کے بیچ یورپ کے پرمکھ شیئر بازاروں میں دن کے کاروبار کے دوران گراوٹ کا رخ بنا رہا. अंतिम समाचार मिलने तक फ्रांस के कैक में 3.5% से अधिक, जर्मनी के डेक्स में 3.5% और लंदन के फुटसी में 3.1% से अधिक की गिरावट चल रही थी।
Well, U.S. stocks ended on a weak note on Tuesday as investor hopes for any imminent U.S. delays or concessions on tariffs faded. The prospect of deals with other countries had pushed stock markets up earlier on Tuesday, but U.S. stocks had ceded their gains by the end of the trading day. The Nasdaq composite shed over 2.1%. S&P 500 ended sharply down by over 1.5% to close below 5,000 for the first time in almost a year after it reversed a strong morning rally. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell over 0.8%. And listeners, let's also tell you that the Bombay Stock Exchange and the National Stock Exchange shall be closed for trading tomorrow on account of Mahavir Jayanti. Trading in the equity, equity derivatives, securities, lending and borrowing and currency derivative segments will also remain suspended. Meanwhile, the commodity market will remain closed during the morning session but will resume trading activities from 5 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. in the evening session.
और सरकार ने आंध्र प्रदेश और तमिलनाडु में तिरुपति पाकला कटपाड़ी सिंगल रेल लाइन खंड के दोहरीकरण को स्वीकृति दे दी है। सूचना और प्रसारण मंत्री अश्विनी वैष्णव ने केंद्रीय मंत्रिमंडल के निर्णय की जानकारी देते हुए कहा कि इस परियोजना से वेल्लोर और तिरुपति के शैक्षिक और चिकित्सा केंद्रों तक संपर्क बढ़ेगा।
Yes, so what do you make of these three decisions, Mr. Bhattacharya, made by the government today? Two are related to, the infrastructure. One is about water irrigation. Of course, farmers have been very central to the government and they've been trying to increase the farmers' income. And water becomes a very important, has a very important role to play, particularly the fact that we have 80% farmers who are small farmers, have less than 2 hectares of land, and their concerns need to be addressed.
Well, these are very important projects, as you rightly pointed out. They address the concerns of farmers and their livelihood. But equally important are those infrastructure projects, which are connectivity projects, which not only in south, but also in a project in north, in the Zirakpur, the alternative projects, I think the CapEx boost that we have seen been done by the government in the last few years post-COVID has not only kept the wheels of the Indian economy moving at a time when the private sector has not been investing enough, but has also helped reduce the infrastructure deficit in the country. Much more will have to be done, and much more probably will be done. But these are all very important projects. So I think all the cabinet decisions have been taken keeping that concern in mind.
Right. All right, let's take a look at the oil prices. Well, oil prices plunged today, reaching their lowest level since February 2021, pressured by demand concerns due to escalation of trade war between the US and China, as well as the prospect of increased supply in the market. Brent crude was trading over 6% down at $59 and a cent per barrel. WTI crude was also trading over 6.4% down at $55.76 per barrel when reports last came in.
और सराफा बाजार में सोना आज बढ़त के साथ कारोबार कर रहा था। अंतिम समाचार मिलने तक भारत में 24 कैरेट सोना 2.16% बढ़कर 89,750 रुपये प्रति 10 ग्राम के स्तर पर था। वहीं चांदी 1.37% बढ़कर 90,420 रुपये प्रति किलोग्राम के स्तर पर दर्ज की गई। मल्टी कमोडिटी एक्सचेंज में अंतिम समाचार मिलने तक जून में आपूर्ति किए जाने वाले सोने का वायदा मूल्य 2.27% बढ़कर 89,640 रुपये प्रति 10 ग्राम पर चल रहा था। वहीं मई में आपूर्ति की जाने वाली चांदी का वायदा मूल्य 1.63% बढ़कर 90,189 रुपये प्रति किलोग्राम पर चल रहा था। और अब चलते हैं कार्यक्रम की समाप्ति की ओर। भट्टाचार्य जी, इस कार्यक्रम में भाग लेने और प्रमुख खबरों पर चर्चा करने के लिए आपका बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद।
नमस्कार, धन्यवाद।
Let's take a look at the headlines again. RBI slashes policy repo rate by 25 basis points to 6%, changes its monetary policy stance from neutral to accommodative to support growth. Benchmark domestic indices decline over 0.5%. Sensex drops 380 points. Nifty closes nearly at 22,400. Global market rout continues amid escalating trade tension. Asian indices end mixed. European indices trade over 3% lower. And crude oil prices plunge over 6%. Brent crude trades below $60 per barrel. And with that, we come to the end of Market Mantra. Namaskar. Market Mantra.